This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It is finally Friday.
Woo!
And it's Friday, the 24th of September, 2021, 12:06 here in the studio. Now, we've got a question for you, as usual here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. And with it being Friday, you know, we thought we'd be a bit flexible with our questions. Would you take a pay cut in exchange for remote working or working from home flexibility? Why or why not? Let us know via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or Instagram, where we've got polls running. Both of those are at BFM Radio. We've already had quite a few votes so far. You've got around an hour left if you want to participate. So this is because the Great Resignation is in full force, and employees are leaving their old jobs in search of the ones that provide increased flexibility. And as such, companies are finding it extremely difficult to cater to the, quote, new needs of the post-pandemic worker. However, some employees have also disappeared in the void between jobs. There seems to be no rush to settle into a new career anytime soon. I have friends and, people that I know who are in this situation right now. Oddly enough, they seem very happy with that decision. But this interesting article is from Wired, and it breaks down this unique pandemic time problem. Now, do bear in mind that these stories are based on UK data and statistics, but, you know, this is a worldwide phenomenon that we're talking about. In 2020, tech recruiter Sophie Power was one of the few people hiring and had a big pool of candidates applying for roles. A year later, she's dealing with the exact opposite problem. Although there are roles, there are no candidates to fill them. Tech candidates are quitting because their companies aren't embracing flexible work properly. They're being asked to go back into the office either full-time or a few days a week. And because other companies didn't treat them well during the pandemic and things are picking up again, they're just leaving. But unfortunately, most of the other companies that are hiring aren't offering the flexibility they are looking for. This is ironic because hiring has increased from 13% from July to September, and the number of employers looking to hire is the highest it's been in 8 years.
Mm-hmm. And according to Global Workforce Solutions Group Manpower Group, as many as 3/4 of employers can't get the right people to join their companies. Some recruitment experts say that this is the toughest environment they've ever experienced for attracting talent. The Great Resignation has seen millions leave their jobs in the spring and summer months, but other people are not rushing to replace them. This may be because candidates are scrutinizing the way companies treated employees during the pandemic and are not liking what they're finding out. A company's track record of redundancies, flexible working, diversity, or their attitudes toward the office have become the litmus test for sizing up potential employers. Another issue is transparency. Most companies still aren't open about salary, and this is something candidates really want to see so they can make informed decisions.
Jobs portal Otter did a survey and found that 18% of office workers want jobs that are fully remote, while 25% prefer fully office-based. However, the vast majority, 56%, are looking for a flexible arrangement. The problem is there's no consensus amongst recruiters on what a flexible offering should entail. Different companies have different definitions of remote working, making it difficult for candidates to know whether the job met their expectations before applying.
Mm-hmm. According to Hee Jung Chung, a reader in sociology and social policy at the University of Kent, the reprioritization from workers was inevitable. They no longer see flexible working as a gift afforded to the privileged. It should be for everyone.
Yeah.
And people would even sacrifice some income to be partly remote. And if companies can't see why workers would do that, they will see a lot of talent slipping away. Now, the most difficult roles to fill happen to be software developers. 61% of HR professionals said that finding qualified developers would be their biggest recruitment challenge of 2021. And over half were looking to hire over 50 people to do those jobs.
Now, remote working and virtual interviews have also made it a lot easier for candidates to be more picky. Job seekers are able to attend interviews over Zoom with other companies without having to apply for leave or take time off work. Finally, 44% of companies that failed to attract new employees were forced to upskill their existing workforce, also known as getting the same people to do more work. Mm. Even companies like Google, Amazon and the Bank of England have done a U-turn on their plans to enforce office-based working in an attempt to retain staff on the brink of quitting. Naima Pasha, director of Henley Careers and Professional Development, believes, if nothing else, the pandemic has shown that the era of micromanagement is waning and employee self-reliance is growing. We've got guests coming up after the break to talk to us a little bit more about this. A couple of things that we've looked at in there, Chris. The bit about transparency among salaries. A friend of mine was telling me very recently that they had a person from HR resign fairly recently. And as that person resigned from HR, what they did was take a photocopy of all of the salary payments and, quote unquote, accidentally leave it on the photocopying machine as they left.
Ooh.
So somebody found out, you know, and I don't know, not suggesting that's the way to do things, but, you know, when you're leaving a company and you want to make an impact, that's one way of doing it, isn't it? Anyway, let us know what you think about this. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We are taking polls over on Twitter and on Instagram. We've already got one message come through on WhatsApp from Emily, who says, why a pay cut? You have to pay for all of your own overheads, including office, the internet and electricity. Wouldn't you be saving the employer more money by staying at home? Interesting point there, Emily. Time for us to take a short break. Do take part. Bad finger up first, no matter what, here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Be financially minded. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Christine Wong.
We're talking about the Great Resignation and how it is in full force, and employers, employees are leaving their old jobs in search of ones that provide increased flexibility. As such, companies are finding it extremely difficult to cater to the new needs of the post-pandemic worker. However, some employees have also disappeared in the void between jobs. There seems to be no rush to settle into a new career anytime soon. We've been asking you to take part in polls that we're running over on Instagram and Twitter, and to get in touch via WhatsApp. I can tell you that over on Twitter right now, the question is, would you take a pay cut in exchange for remote working and working from home flexibility? Why or why not? The options are already do flexible work. That's at 27% right now. Yes, I prefer to work from home. That's at 24% right now. 26% of you saying, no, I like the office. Whilst 23% of you are saying no, but I'd switch jobs. What are the numbers like on Instagram?
So on Instagram, we just have a yes or no poll, and we've got 29% saying yes, and no is at 71%. We also have a number of responses here. So Ritz Wang Hazali says, workers should be entitled to full payment. PDX3156 says, times are hard, gotta grind it out. The Purpose Effect says, work is still work wherever it happens. Let's stop equating productivity with presenteeism. Jolin D. Oliviero says, if my pay was higher, I might consider. And Jolin Lim says, I still do the same pile of work while the company saves on the utilities bill but doesn't compensate us.
This is echoed a lot in some of the tweets that we've got. Terry has said, I don't see why the need to take a pay cut from working from home. In fact, working from home should be the new norm, and the company should incentivize their staff to do so. So no to a pay cut from working from home. Zane Abrams says, no, we are paid for our ability, capability, irrespective of where we work. It should not be any different. I believe employers hire because they got the best and intend to keep and pay their best accordingly. Sangha Nanas has said, I'd take a pay cut to go back to the office.
Mm.
And Sherry has said, why should there be a pay cut? Because we're still working full-time at home. Good point. Mm-hmm. Now, do keep them coming. 018-789-8899 if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp like Emily did at the top of the show. And, of course, get us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Now, we did promise we'd be hearing from some experts on this. First up on the line, it is Avinash Kumar, the Managing Director of Monroe Consulting Group. Avinash, could you tell us what are your thoughts on this article? And do you think it also applies to the Malaysian landscape?
Having seen and also experienced the Great Resignation wave myself, it's evident that the whole COVID-19 situation had not only challenged the traditional work practices, but also bring to light the gaps in many organizations. Topics such as personal growth, work-life balance, mental health, and flexibility are front of mind for employees as they look to their employers for certainty about the future. To a certain extent, I do agree that it's becoming impossible to hire these days, especially when the war for talent is the toughest it's been for 15 years. Though one driving factor would also be the skills and talent gap that we are facing.
Now, Avinash, there seems to be a disconnect between what employees want and what employers have to offer. Is there a middle ground for both parties?
Employers perceive a wide disconnect between their preference for returning to office and the desire of the employees. The way employers address the tension around those disconnects will have long-term implications on morale, turnover, and productivity. The thing is, COVID isn't going anywhere. People need to know that priorities has been shifted. Employers and employees need to ask the hard question about what's working and what's not, and then begin experimenting with technology solutions that make the work experience better. The key here is to be as transparent as possible about the challenges and expectations.
And about those employees who've left their old jobs and really aren't rushing to find something new, what should they be considering before they re-enter the workforce?
The pandemic has made people to rethink their lives and their work, and some individual job seekers may be applying for jobs they want but aren't suitable for. The current job hunting process can at times be referred as the great mismatch. That mismatch refers to a number of things, including desires, experience, and skills. And part of the reason is that the skills necessary for a given job are changing faster than ever, as companies more frequently adopt new software, tools, and processes. For employees, the first advice would be to assess the things that are important to you. Next, do your research on the transformation taking place. And finally, engage and network as much as possible with experts and recruiters.
Now, remote working seems to be the biggest factor for employees leaving their jobs. Why is it so hard for some companies to offer this flexibility to their staff?
There's always two sides to the story whenever we discuss the topic of remote working. Many across the world has discovered before unknown benefits to adopting a work from home or even hybrid culture without compromising the productivity. While majority would agree that FaceTime, Zoom, and Microsoft Teams can never quite replicate the real thing, people still find themselves in a dilemma. There are concerns about the long-term effects on culture and collaboration of a prolonged remote environment. Often, flexibility does not only changes the work style, but also employers are forced to look into the work expectations, deliverables, and impact on culture once again. These are some of the challenges perhaps employers are facing, especially when it comes to rolling out a complete remote work model, or even, in fact, the flexibility itself.
Okay, let's look locally then. How important is the need to have remote working flexibility? And is it something here many companies are prioritizing?
Among the future of work trend post-COVID-19 includes having remote work flexibility. It's something we are seeing more often these days. And in fact, in many cases, there wasn't even an option, especially in the early days of the transition. Ever since the lockdown, many companies are already planning ahead. When hirings are being made virtually, and so as critical business decision, there is no reason why remote working would not work. Though it's pivotal for employers to help employee understand where they fit into the large organization if we were to go into a remote work structure. As much as remote working might not completely be applicable for all industries, though the change in the form of work flexibility is coming in different ways, such as the work policies, benefits involving mental health and health supports, attractive compensation model, and many others. While remote working may seem cheap, it can come with hidden costs for a company's culture.
So, Avinash, overall, is this change in work culture a good or a bad thing for the job market? Could you elaborate a bit?
The change in work cultures, how I had mentioned earlier, has led to many organizations reflecting on their long-lasting practices and policies. Generally, workplace culture does not change very much or very fast. However, this time around, we saw an accelerated transformation. This has led to a major shift in requirements for new hires and for the job market as an overall. Culture change is difficult but rewarding. As a recruiter, I am noticing new trends within hiring process, such as emphasizing on inclusion and diversity, a well-built hiring process, more involvement of hiring or higher personnel within an organization when it comes to hiring decisions and many others. These changes are applied to other aspects of the job market, and what I can see is organizational leaders are extracting as much as positive from what we have all been through in the past 1 year.
Great. Thank you very much, Avinash. That was Avinash Kumar, the Managing Director of the Munro Consulting Group. We're talking about the Great Resignation today yet again, but we're talking about how it's in full force and employees are leaving their old jobs in search of ones that provide better and increased flexibility. As such, companies are finding it extremely difficult to cater to the new needs of the post-pandemic worker, but some employees have also disappeared in the void between jobs, with no rush of getting back into any new career anytime soon. We're asking you whether or not you'd take a pay cut in exchange for remote working and working from home flexibility. Why or why not? Let us know about that. You know, we have a poll running on Instagram. We have a poll running over on Twitter. And of course, you can get in touch via WhatsApp, where we'll have a bit of a discussion there. We've already got some messages that we'll get to just after the break. Let's have some music to take us into the break. We've got the Foo Fighters with My Hero. And when we come back, we have another guest on the line. We have Derek Toe, the founder and CEO of Hiredly. He'll be right with us after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9.
Hey folks, welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
If you're only just joining us, it's just after 12:30. We are on Friday, the 24th September 2021. Bit of a grey afternoon now here in the studio, but we are talking about the Great Resignation and how it is in full force and employees are leaving their old jobs in search of ones that provide increased flexibility, which led us into a poll that we're asking you today. Would you take a pay cut in exchange for remote working and working from home flexibility? Why or why not? This is something that has become a point of contention and therefore discussion. Over on Instagram, what do we have, Chris?
So on Instagram, the poll numbers haven't changed. We still have yes at 29% and no at 71%. But we do have a couple more responses. Michelle says, working remotely and flexibility is moving on with the times. It's not a bargaining chip for salary negotiations. Another Michelle Yap says, if the savings in patrol, toll and time saved is more than pay cut, maybe. Kwan Wang Hong. Woo, it's Friday. Kwan Wang Hong. I don't know why I keep mispronouncing the name. I'm so sorry. Kwan Wang Hong says, cash is king. Okay, Victor Zeidler says, really would depend on the scheduling and arrangement of hour logs or commission rates. And JCKA Pitt says, work from home doesn't mean your working hours are reduced. In fact, worst case scenario, your bosses expect you to be ready 24/7.
Not unusual. Now, we've got some messages over on WhatsApp. We've got Stephen who's chimed in and says, I'm now back in the office and I think I'd still prefer to work in the office despite having to drive and wake up early in the morning. Having that separation of work and life and the interaction with co-workers is priceless. Feel like things are starting to fall back into its place. Thanks for that, Stephen. If you want to contribute as well, don't forget 01878988899 to get us via WhatsApp and send us some messages there. Now, we do have somebody on the line who's been waiting patiently since the beginning of the show. It is, of course, Derek Toe. He is the founder and CEO of Hiredly. You've heard his voice on our show quite a few times. Derek, thanks for taking part and joining us today. What unexpected trends have you seen at Hiredly in the recruiter employer behavior of the last year? Does it align with what we're reading in this article?
So in the article, it does refer to a lot of technology candidates, and I believe in the US, right? In Malaysia, I mean, right now at Hiredly, many of our employers use us to try to hire digital savvy talent because we specialize in junior to mid-management level talent. And I have to say that I'm not seeing this trend where people are just quitting jobs because they are unhappy with a company's like like flexible working arrangement, you know, and it might be because, like, you know, in Malaysia right now, I mean, we are like a different phase, you know, compared to America. And in general, we have been in lockdown for some time. It's just, we're just slowly opening up right now. So it remains to be seen, right? But the high level, sort of nationwide kind of perspective, or even industry-wide kind of perspective, again, I'm not seeing the trend of people just leaving jobs like that. But what I do observe is that there are some companies who are, you know, actively asking their employees to go back to work in Malaysia. And there are some companies who sort of maintain, like, well, you decide, right? Let's kind of keep it remote first. And the companies that are asking employees to go back to work, obviously, and this is more, I suppose, based on observation, some of their employees are not as comfortable, right? So I'm just hearing like general feedback on the ground, and they're also obviously asking questions of why should I have to go back in if I'm able to work remotely for some time? So it is a sort of a, we sort of kind of wait and see what actually happens, whether someone would leave a job purely because of that. Because in general, I do find that people are a little bit less inclined to leave jobs right now. I think the stability of having a job is actually quite important. I mean, we are still active, right? A lot of employers are still hiring through us, but it takes a little bit more convincing to get someone to kind of leave their job. So yeah, we wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Now, as for job seekers on the platform, have their behaviors changed since the pandemic started?
Yeah, in terms of like job seeker behaviors on the platform, I mean, for sure, there are job seekers who have been retrenched or they lost their jobs. And most of it actually happened last year in 2020. After the first lockdown, there was a huge spike in job seeker activity. And the job seekers that were primarily in the industries that were obviously affected, like hospitality, for example, travel, tourism, like we did see an influx of talent in those kind of spaces. But if you sort of fast forward to where we are now, I would say that, you know, it's normalized more or less. I mean, yes, I understand SME companies are still being affected, but the ones that were like significantly hit have already been hit in some sense. And you know, job seekers right now, from what I can observe, most of them are either, you know, a little bit more careful in terms of like changing their jobs. They're a bit more choosy, right? They want to make sure that they are moving for the right reasons and the next company they're going to is going to be stable. Those questions are quite important. But there are obviously some job seekers who've been affected still, right? By, you know, their current company is not doing so well and actually forced to leave. But in general, like I said, 2020, huge spikes in like job seeker activity. 2021, you know, a little bit less, right?
Derek, you know, we're talking about this whole great resignation and how employees are leaving jobs that make them unhappy. Are you seeing this reflected on the Hiredly platform? Has there been a surge of job seekers and companies looking to hire?
Well, on our platform, there's definitely been a surge of companies that are looking to hire. Since the first national lockdown in March, right, of 2020, once the first lockdown was lifted, there was a huge spike in job seeker activity. But to our surprise, there was also a huge spike in employer activity on our platform. Now, this may seem contradictory to what you sort of hear in the news, right, about, oh, like companies like maybe struggling and, you know, financial, et cetera, and like recruitment is a little bit less active, which is probably true. I mean, as a platform, we are not representative of the whole industry, of the whole country. But because we specialize in junior to mid management level talent, and many of them are digital savvy, right? Like most of our users are degree holders, for example, and they're digital savvy. So we are seeing a lot of influx of employees who are either already digital businesses, which means that they are hiring a lot of digital talent already, and they're doing well. Right, digital businesses are obviously doing well now, or it's an employer that is trying to digitize their workforce because they want to digitize their business. So you always start with the people, and they're also shifting their recruitment activities to us, and that's actually driving a lot of the employer activity on our platform. Again, like I said, we're not representative of the whole Malaysia, but we are representative of the activity in the digital world, if you like, because the many of our employers are actually very actively hiring for digital savvy talent.
Hmm. And speaking about that, what can companies do to make themselves more attractive to job seekers?
Well, in normal times, in order to be attractive to a job seeker, the general things that every job seeker cares about is obviously money, right? I mean, money is not everything, but obviously they want to know that, you know, they'll be paid decently or reasonably well. So money is obviously important. The second one is career growth, right? So is there a path to growth in this company? Am I going to be doing the same job for the next 20 years? Or, you know, is there a progression? Ideally, if it's structured, if I can see a lot of people growing within these roles in the company, that's great. You know, so career growth is a very important aspect of this. And then the third sort of thing a lot of job seekers find important to them would vary, I suppose, depending on people to people. But what we can see from the last work culture survey that we did was like social connection was obviously very important to them, meaning that they wanted to go into a company where they felt a sense of belonging. They felt that the people around them, you know, they could get along. Like people weren't just like fighting each other all the time, but they're all working together as a team. So those kind of different elements are important to many job seekers. But now that we are obviously going through a very strange time with COVID, et cetera, the one question many job seekers are asking right now is the company stable, right? And you would think that the answer might be obvious to a lot of companies, but people can, you know, it's not so, you might think that like a startup, for example, right? If you're a startup, then maybe, you know, maybe a little bit less unstable and maybe a little bit less attractive to employers or SME, but it's not necessarily the case because right now a lot of people, even if you read the news, you know, there are large organizations that are going through financial troubles. It seems surprisingly, you know, more common than people expect, or even large organizations would, you know, cut salaries or like retrench their staff. It's actually pretty normal. So with a lot of job seekers right now, regardless of whether you're SME, startup or a large corporation, they want to know that their job's going to be stable. So that's also an important factor. But I imagine once the sort of economy sort of normalizes, right, and I use the word normalize quite loosely, people would be a little bit less worried about stability, and you revert back to the few things that I mentioned earlier, like money, whether they get paid well, career growth, can I grow well in this company, and also like social connection. Will I feel a sense of belonging here?
Mm. Okay, final question for you then, Derek. Which industries are showing the most change in recent months in terms of hiring or even letting go of employees? And why do you think it is?
Well, we are noticing that F&B companies and retailers have started being active again in terms of hiring. So, you know, in terms of activities and like conversations with employers, we're definitely getting a lot of activity here, right? Employers are thinking about how they want to, you know, recruiting talent on Hiredly because we have a lot of like junior mid-management level talent and they're talking to us or they've signed up with us and they're using us right now. So I imagine this is because, you know, in Malaysia, the economy is opening up. Vaccination rates seem to be doing really well. And there's increasing confidence, right? So businesses like this are starting to hire. I'm not, in terms of letting go of employees, I am not observing a big trend in any particular industry. I think there were some companies that sort of held on for very long and, you know, they might have reached like sort of the end of this. And financially, they can't sustain anymore, and that can happen. But there's no particular big trend I see in any particular industry in terms of letting go of employees. So instead, for hiring, definitely, you know, the industries that were previously really affected have started hiring again. So my hope is, if you were an employee that was affected by, you know, being in one of these industries, you know, I hope you're able to land a job soon. I can see employers are hiring again. So, you know, on that note, you know, I wish everyone the very best, right, in order to kind of get hired by a good employer again.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Derek. That was Derek Toe, the founder and CEO of Hiredly, responding to some questions we had for him. Of course, we are talking about the Great Resignation again here on Enterprise, and we are asking whether or not you'd take a pay cut in exchange for remote working or more working from home flexibility. We'll have an update on the polls when we come back, just a short update when we do get back. Shocking Blue here on Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Busy following Money Trail, BFM 89.9.
It's almost time for us to wrap up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. As usual, I'm with
Christine Wong.
We've been talking about the Great Resignation all the way through the show. It is in full force. Employees are leaving their old jobs in search of ones that provide better flexibility. That's why we're asking you whether or not you'd take a pay cut in exchange for remote working and more working from home flexibility. Why or why not? Final result on the polls on Twitter. 28.8% of you are saying you already do flexible work. 23.3% of you are saying yes, and you prefer working from home. That's yes, you would take a pay cut. 24.7% are saying no, I like the office, with 23.3% of you saying no, but I'd switch jobs. Mm-hmm. A tweet in by MySire, just to wrap up with, having flexible working arrangements is ideal now. Odd days at work, even days at home, this arrangement can accommodate a slight pay cut. Mm. And Big Bear 88 has said, to be honest, I work more when I work from home.
Mm.
Indeed, I think a lot of us do. Right, Chris, what's over on Instagram?
Right, on Instagram, the poll still is the same. We have 29% voting yes, they would take a pay cut to work from home, and 71% saying no, they wouldn't. Fads Lee says, I am already underpaid. A pay cut is not an option, but I would switch for same pay anyway. And Nur Shaida says, my salary cukup makan.
Oof. Now, we've come to the end of the show, folks, but thank you very much for all tuning in and sending us your thoughts. Want to thank our guests as well, of course, both Avinash and Derek for participating and giving their thoughts on a thorny topic for a lot of people. But what are we doing next week, Chris? What are we talking about next week? Because we're not here, are we?
No, we're not. But on Monday specifically, since we're on this sort of hybrid work, remote work, flexible work train, we will be speaking about how to make hybrid work work, essentially, and how to actually practically implement it from multiple angles. So we'll be speaking to some experts as well about that next week.
Folks, do make sure you have your fingers ready to tweet and to send WhatsApp messages, of course. You know the numbers. At BFM Radio to tweet and to get on Instagram. And 01878988899 is the number to get via WhatsApp. We are going to say goodbye, but coming up, of course, as usual, after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Now, Kishore Mahbubani, a distinguished diplomat from the Singapore Foreign Service for 33 years and best-selling author for Has China Won and Can Asians Think? He joined the Breakfast Grill on to get his perspective on the US-China tensions and how will Asia's role in global and foreign diplomacy evolve? That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We've got some music to take us up to the top of the hour. Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. On behalf of myself and Christian Wong, have yourselves a lovely weekend. Stay safe, wear your masks, social distance. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.